This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Caroline and Ezra here on the Evening Edition, keeping you company on your drive home. Sean Tanis has joined us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. And in particular, this story, which I guess correlates to the Grab and Uber merger story that has taken place recently. Uber has come out to say, Sean, that the company will not take minority stakes in any other ride-hailing companies. And I guess the question is, does this mean whether the stakes taken from the sale of Uber to Grab recently is, I guess, the last of such a deal?
Yes, it is. And this is also potentially a signal that Uber will no longer retreat from markets outside of the US. Mm. And this was disclosed during an exclusive interview with CNBC by a top official from Uber. And he said there won't be any similar deals to the one like Grab, where Uber sold its business to the rival in exchange for a 27.5% stake in the firm. Mm. Before the Grab deal back in 2016, Uber also sold its business to Didi Chuxing in China. So they said they did this because it would be crazy to remain as a hyper-growing company but not engage in partnerships.
Right.
But having said that, they are not interested in doing transactions for minority stakes anymore.
Right. So did Uber justify, I guess, their exit from Southeast Asia? You know, as in, why did they choose this region, not the Middle East?
A lot of this pressure is reportedly coming from SoftBank, which took a large stake in Uber. Mm-hmm. And SoftBank wants Uber to focus on its core markets in which they are remaining in today. And in fact, they are doubling down on the investment in these markets. Uber also clarified that the Southeast Asia market case was different because there were three players in the market and Uber had a smaller presence in these markets. I think it's understandable in Malaysia as well.
Sure.
So in the Middle East and the North American African market, they are in a very strong position. So their deals in Asia with Grab and Didi appear to be very tactical as well, if you ask me. And given the fact they were used as a transition point, they used their rivals as a transition point and as a safety net to exit so that they can, you know, hand over the staff and everything, the services and everything. So it's okay, it's a great plan here. So, but going forward, I think they don't want to do that anymore.
Any more of these types of deals. All right, Sean, moving on to Bursa Nationwide. Express shares are apparently going down for no particular reason.
Yes, so the shares plunged 19% this morning and was among the top decliners today. The Starbiz says it's unclear what prompted the selling as there are no corporate activities that could trigger the selling. But they also signed a $15 million deal to buy AirPac Express without a profit guarantee proposed back in 2016. But the deal is, I mean, it's not a lot, 15 million ringgit. So, but Nationwide Express still closed down 9% at 40 cents today.
All right, our thanks to Sean Tanis for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.